Hey, Christmas. Christmas brings so many images to mind. Christmas trees, children's stockings. But the thing that comes most to mind to me is the smells. The smells at Christmas are what really make it for me. You've got orange peel, you've got whiskey, brandy, you've got plum puddings, Christmas puddings, and panettone. And that particular smell of Italian citrus blend, sometimes with chocolate, just does it for me. That is the smell of Christmas for me. So I want to make something with that smell. On the other hand, I don't think I've got time to make panettone, so I'm going to combine the panettone essence from Bakery Bits with their wonderful mixed candied orange peel, and I'm going to throw together literally some panettone muffins that will be in and out of the oven within about, 25 minutes. So the recipe will be added onto the bottom of this, so don't worry too much about following the ingredients, the amount. But the first thing I've done here is I've used an organic self-raising white flour. As it happens, the one that I have in the cupboard is from Shipton Mill, but any self-raising flour will be fine. And there's 275 grams of self-raising flour in here. In goes the caster sugar. Now I'm using caster sugar mainly because it gives a sweetness to it, but also because this one happens to be fair trade. And there's 200 grams of fair trade caster sugar in. I'd say this recipe really just takes minutes to throw together. In goes the milk. I'll just measure that. Now, the advantage to this recipe in some ways is the speed. That's 200 grams, which grams and millilitres are interchangeable, so really no need to panic about that. So 200 millilitres or 200 grams of, I've just used an organic semi-skimmed milk. I'm going to put in here, well, it seems like a little bit much, but 2 tablespoons of this aroma de panettone from Bakery Bits. And one of the things I like about this recipe is that bottle's quite a large bottle. And you know, I'm just wandering around in the pantry here at the moment. And you know, sometimes you get these things left over after Christmas. And for some unknown reason, after Christmas, in January, I've had enough of those kind of smells. I want to move on to New Year and kind of moving forward towards spring. So I don't want leftover panettone essence. So this recipe is fantastic for using up that last sort of half bottle after you've made your actual panettone from there. I'm just in the pantry here looking for oil. You could use various different types of oil on here. Olive oil is a little bit too heavy. I wouldn't recommend olive oil. You can, however, use... this is an organic sunflower oil. Or you could use rapeseed oil. I don't mind with rapeseed oil so much. It is very healthy for you. Does have very, very good essential omega 3, 6 and 9s. The thing that worries me about rapeseed oil, although it is local, is that it's heavily reliant on both fertilisers and pesticides. So though it might be a healthy choice, sometimes it's not always the most considered thing to buy. So in we go with 120 grams of just plain ordinary sunflower oil in there. And then I'll throw my egg straight from the chickens outside. I'm just going to pick the slightly larger one. This one's Calpurnia has laid. In with an egg. And then here, I've got candied orange peel. Now, this is a real treat. So I'm going to put half a pot. I say half a pot, to be truthful. You could put, if you're feeling indulgent and you particularly like the orange peel, you could put the whole pot in. But sometimes it's nice just to have half a pot over ready for the next one. There we go. The trick when you're making really good muffins is not to overmix it. And this batter is coming together very nicely, very quickly. I'm really just mixing. I'm not beating it like crazy. I'm not going nuts over it. The only interesting thing at this point is whether or not you want to add some more sourdough to it. I have here left over some sourdough starter. I didn't need it for my refreshment. It's not really strictly necessary to use it. You can throw it away. You could use it if you don't want to. But because the ratio isn't too dissimilar to the muffin here, it's a 1-to-1 ratio, which is meaning equal quantities of flour coupled with water. There we go. I'm just simply going to pour in about 100 grams. Now, there are a couple of reasons for me doing this. One is for flavour. I just love the flavour that sourdough gives. It's an extra sort of complex, if you like, and it gives it a little bit of authentic panettone flavour to it. The second reason is I just hate to throw that beautiful mixture away, because at the point it's got to now, it's really all of the enzymes in there have done their job. And it's kind of, whoops, it's the salt pot. I'm just adding a little pinch of salt in there. But what I'm saying is all the enzymes have done their job. And that flour is pre-digested. So in some ways, I suppose it makes this just a little bit easier to digest. Well, that muffin mixture is now well and truly mixed. I think what's important, going back to why not to stir it too much, is you don't want to activate the gluten in it. The mistake that some people make when they're making muffins is to beat it to half to death. The reason for not beating it is because although it may be a very low gluten flour, as it should be if it's a cake making or a general self-raising flour, what you don't want is to activate the gluten, which will make it tough. I'm just using here, measuring out pearl sugar. This is from Bakery Bits. I've got a kilogram bag here. I've got about 60 kilograms, good grief, 60 grams even. And I want these to look quite authentic. So I've spooned this mixture, this batter almost, into some chocolate brown tulip muffin cases. They look pretty already. And the reason for this is because you generally would find on the top of any genuinely traditional panettone this beautiful sugar. Well, this gives you a lovely crunch on top. What you do have to watch, though, in all honesty, is that I'm just finishing off. You do have to watch that the oven isn't too hot. If you get your oven too hot, then these will catch and they will burn, or they will melt, actually. And the other thing that's quite important to remember when you're putting these in the oven is that traditionally, when I want to see if a muffin or a pastry has risen to where I want it to rise, I would just very gently push my finger, my forefinger, on it, just to check to see if it's cooked, if it bounces back. And for those of us who are sort of regular cooks, you know from the spring back, or from how far it pushes back at you, whether or not your muffin is cooked. When you've got this sugar on the top, do not do that. You will burn your finger. The temperature of the sugar, for some reason, gets a lot higher. It can get a little bit liquid. Please don't test with your finger. Please just use a skewer, or you'll be standing for the next 10 minutes with your finger running under the tap, the cold tap. So they've gone into an oven. It is, well, it's about 160, 170, about gas mark 4. I've got a slightly mysterious oven, but I think that's about right. And they need to go in for about 10 to 12 minutes. Just time enough for a cup of tea. Well, I've just asked the children to come in. Noisy lot, my lot. These are out of the oven. How do they smell?
Heaven.
What do you think?
Heaven as well.
You do? So I want you to have a little taste here.
What do you, oh, a little taste, not too big a taste. Have another taste. What about that bit there, crunchy?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some orange bits there. Tell me what you think to those.
Very nice. Very, very, very nice.
How about you? Marks out of 10?
10.
Well, you're being very considered there, Isabel. What do you think? Do you like the orange bits?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Out of 100.
Well, there you are, you see. There's no better honest description of how things taste than children who will simply tell you how it is. I really think these are fantastic. They're light, they're fluffy, they're easy to make. From the time I started making them to being out of the oven, probably about 25 minutes flat. So perfect, really, to make perhaps Christmas Eve. Very nice.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Should we make them again Christmas Eve?
Yeah, definitely.